I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Yes, but he does not shoot from the hip. If you want proof, you're going to go check out ETF Trends, which you can do at ETFtrends.com. Tom Lydon is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. Like I said, ETFtrends.com. On Twitter at ETF Trends. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon, which is Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Good to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Global X Social Media Index ETF, ticker symbol SOCL.
Okay, so the Global X Social Media Index ETF. SOCL. You know, I think you can sum it up this way.
The whole planet's being changed because of Facebook.
And this is an ETF trying to profit from the companies that are changing the world, right?
You know, I'm taking advantage of what's recently gone on with Facebook and with Twitter. We know that the folks over at Global X aren't stupid, with the idea that they could put together a handful of stocks, wrap an ETF around it, and say, here, you want to get a piece of social media, just buy this ETF. And to some degree, they've got a point. But once you look under the hood, Chuck, an ETF is an ETF. And this is not like the S&P 500. You've got maybe six or seven stocks that make up the majority of the underlying cap weighting of all of this ETF. And it's important to understand, yes, it does represent social media. It does represent some of the companies that are on the forefront of social media. It's not a bad diversified group of stocks, but it's surely thinly sliced, and it's not as though you own 500 stocks. You own about 10 and then small amounts of a handful of others.
I'm at least pleased that they are fairly pure play. You have what you would consider to be the social media companies and not just companies with a presence on social media. Because in the old days of internet funds, when the first one started, it would be like, oh, some soft drink maker or a fast food company has a website. That makes them an internet company. This at least is pure play. At the same time, most folks would have said this is too thin for an index not too long ago, right?
Well, absolutely. And you have a great point. They are pure play. Not only that, two of the three top holdings here, Tencent Holdings and Sina, are a couple of the biggest Chinese online or internet-related firms. So that's a way to kind of get some international representation from a social media standpoint, which makes a lot of sense. The other thing that they had going for them is that they included Facebook as a holding within this ETF or index, but by the time they finally got Facebook included, it had already given back a chunk off of that IPO, as we all remember. So that was quite fortuitous for them. And they've already said up front that when Twitter does go public, Twitter will also be one of the constituents. So to that extent, if you want a ETF company to pick some, as you mentioned, very well-represented social media companies, here's an ETF to select. On the other hand, you live and die by the sword. So if we see a 50% fall off in one of these stocks, you know that your ETF will be given some back as well.
Yeah, you'll be saying this.
Dude, Facebook, seriously.
Right, that's what you'll be saying. And the problem is that because everybody else has said this about it.
Hit me up on Facebook.
You know, it's not like you can't get exposure to these companies every place else. I mean, when Twitter finally does come public.
Hello, Twitterers.
Right? You could have some in your plain vanilla growth fund. So if you're going to look at a fund like this, and we have it as fund of the week, but we didn't play the loser sounder with it. If you're going to look at a fund like this, how do you use it? I mean, what percentage of a portfolio are you willing to let it be, especially because you may have overlap?
Yeah, this is not for your serious money. this is for one of those things where if you've got 2 or 3% of your portfolio and you feel like over the next 10 or 20 years, you personally may not be able to keep up with all the changes in social media, especially from an investment standpoint, it might be something that you hold. Or, even better, if you are a grandparent and you were to put a little bit of money away for a new grandson or a granddaughter, wouldn't it be fun to be able to buy some shares in the social media ETF where you understand that this industry is not going to go away? The underlying index will continue to change as more companies in the social media space go public. So I kind of look at it as a novelty. It sure as heck is fun to talk about. You and I are having fun talking about it. But I don't think I'd go out and sell my S&P 500 ETF to buy this.
Yeah, because, well,
they didn't want to get sucked into Facebook.
Nobody necessarily wants to get sucked into Facebook. And we sort of say that about this topic all the time.
God damn it, I got sucked into Facebook.
And we just did get sucked into Facebook, at least discussing it here. Again, for folks who are looking at this, when an ETF feels gimmicky, because ETFs can be, and because there are so many new ETFs, how long do you want to wait and let them prove themselves? Or do you go, hey, fine, so what if it's a gimmick? It's a gimmick. If it's a gimmick that's going to make me money, I don't care.
I think that's the case. I think if you find yourself trying to trade this, you're going to drive yourself crazy. But this is one of those things that if you feel that this sector will be around for a long period of time, and again, there are enough holdings in there to be able to provide some decent diversification, but knowing that you're going to live and die by the sword, by a Facebook or by a LinkedIn or by a Pandora or a Groupon or a Twitter in the future, that's what it's going to be all about. So with that being said, I love social media, and we, our business is a big part of it. But if I'm not going to pick the individual stocks, but I'm also probably not going to buy this ETF.
There you go. If you believe that Facebook is, you know, completely changing the world.
Facebook is completely out of hand now, right?
Well, maybe it's out of hand and you want to invest in it. You'd look at the ETF of the week, the Global X Social Media Index, ticker symbol SOCL. Tom Lydon is president of Global Trends Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. Follow him on Twitter at ETF Trends. Get information on the firm and the newsletter at ETFTrends.com. Tom, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Stick around. We'll be right back.